when Sharon and I talked about money, we ended up in a fight, leaving her feeling afraid and me feeling inadequate. I didn't need a get-rich-quick guy to pump me up or tell me to be positive. I didn't need a secret formula to riches. I wasn't afraid of hard work or sacrifice. I didn't want to feel my way into being positive. I was positive of only one thing. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was tired of sitting down to do the bills and having a heaviness come over me. All the money came in, all the money went out. I owe, so off to work I go. You know the drill and all the cliches that go with the drill. Oh, some months everything seemed to work. I could tell myself then, oh, well, this is how everyone lives. Those times offered enough wiggle room that I could continue to lie to myself that we were making headway, but deep down I knew we weren't. I did it my way. My way wasn't working. Enough! This stinks! If you've ever had any of those feelings, you are going to love this audiobook, and more important, you will love your Total Money Makeover. 15 years ago, my wife Sharon and I went broke. We lost everything due to my stupidity in handling money, or not handling it, as the case may be. Hitting bottom and hitting it hard was the worst thing that ever happened to me, and the best thing that ever happened to me. We started with nothing, but by the time I was 26 years old, we held real estate worth over $4 million. I was good at real estate, but I was better at borrowing money. Even though I had become a millionaire, I had built a house of cards. The short version of the story is that we went through financial hell and lost everything. We were sued, foreclosed on, and finally with a brand new baby and a toddler, we were bankrupt. Scared doesn't begin to cover it. But we held on to each other and we decided we needed a change. So I went on a quest to find out how money really works, how I could get control of it, and how I could have confidence in handling it. I read everything I could get my hands on. I interviewed old rich people, people who made money and kept it. That quest led me to a really, really uncomfortable place, my mirror. I came to realize that my money problems, worries, and shortages largely began and ended with the person in my mirror. I realized also that if I could learn to manage the character I shaved with every morning, well, I could win at money. That quest led me on a new journey over the last 15 years, the journey of helping others, literally millions of others, to take that same quest to the mirror. Live events, Financial Peace University, The Dave Ramsey Show on Talk Radio, and the New York Times bestsellers, Financial Peace and More Than Enough, have enabled me to tell millions of Americans what I have learned the hard way about money. I have a challenge for you. Are you ready to take on the guy or gal in your mirror? If you are, you're ready to win. I discovered God's and Grandma's simple way of handling money. Wealth building isn't rocket science, which is a good thing for me and probably for you. Winning at money is 80% behavior and 20% head knowledge. Most of us know what to do, but we just don't do it. If I can control the guy in the mirror, I can be skinny and rich. We'll let the other audiobooks work on the skinny, and I'll help you with the rich part. No, there are no secrets, and yes, this is going to be very hard. Hey, if it were easy, every moron walking would be wealthy. So my Total Money Makeover begins with a challenge. The challenge is you. You are the problem with your money. The financial channel or some tape sets aren't your answer. You are. You are the king of your future, and I have a plan. The Total Money Makeover plan isn't theory. It works every single time. It works because it is simple. It works because it gets to the heart of your money problems. You. Tens of thousands of ordinary people have used the system to get out of debt, regain control, and build wealth. These people have sacrificed for a short period of time, so they will never have to sacrifice again. If you're looking for a roadmap to get you home, you've found it. If you're looking for something easy or fast, you have the wrong audiobook. If you're looking for a writer who has an intricate academic